Back on Downtown on a Monday afternoon. Time for us to talk some Black Bear football. We do every week at this time. Our Black Bear reports brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor. Visit them online at creative-ps.com. We're joined by the head coach of the Black Bears, Jordan Stevens. Jordan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you bet. Kind of strange having a bye week at this point in the season, but certainly in your case, and probably a lot of other teams, timing not such a bad thing because it gives you a little chance to have guys heal a little bit before the big finale.
For sure, yeah. We're definitely in a position where we needed to get our guys off their feet, take a little break, get some rest. And we were able to do that last week and through the weekend. And had a good practice yesterday, and we're getting going on New Hampshire. We did introduce New Hampshire last week, and we'll continue to work through the week and in our preparation. So as much as we were without a bye week for a long period of time, now that it was here, we definitely took advantage of it.
And of course, people see the games. Sometimes they don't see all the other things that go on being part of that team. But I also know during the bye week, and you do this throughout the course of the year, you and the Black Bears got out there and did a lot of things in the community as well.
Yeah, that's something, I'm passionate about, is giving back to our community here, within Orono, Old Town, Bangor area. And, even within the state. So we were able to get out and do a number of community service events on Monday last week. And, that was really good to do. And, certainly taught a lot of good lessons for our players after that tough loss to, kind of turn the page and give back.
Well, you get ready for New Hampshire and the season finale this week. And obviously, it's been a challenging season at times, but you guys have never given up, play hard right till the end. And now you got a chance to accomplish a couple of goals, including beating your rival and coming home with that musket. What would it mean to the team to finish with a win this week?
I mean, it would be a really special thing to finish with a win. We're planning to win. We believe we can win this game, and that's what we're preparing to do. So, our guys have done a really nice job with the plan and executing and bringing focus to practice and energy and enthusiasm. And that's something they've been able to do all year, is really just, get refocused each week on the next opponent. And we're excited to get going. And this is a big game, and we're fortunate to have a rivalry at the end of the season and, for a trophy.
Well, New Hampshire putting a lot of points, a lot of yards up there. They've got a big offense, although the defense has certainly allowed people to score a few points this season as well. They've got a good quarterback, but you look at Max Brosner's numbers, they found that they're pretty similar to Derek Robertson's on the season, but they have got the always dangerous Dylan Laube. What do you try to do to contain this offense?
Well, you hit it there. Max is a outstanding quarterback. And really efficient as well, and that's how they're able to move the ball down the field. I mean, they just make really timely throws. They can continue to just chip away and work us down the field. So this is going to be a big challenge for us defensively. And their defense is something our offense, very similar structure to us and what our defense is. And they play really strong up front, and they have linebackers that fly around, and they're physical units as well. So. It'll be a challenging side of the ball. I think, we do match up well against them.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. We certainly saw it last season when you played in Orono that these two teams are very similar in a whole lot of ways.
Yeah, I mean, personnel-wise, very similar. Depth-wise, very similar. So, I think it was is a game that is one, for us to go and get, and that's how we're approaching it.
Now, I understand, too, you're taking everybody down here for the finale this week, expanding the travel party a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I really wanted to, something I didn't do last year. Obviously, the game was here, but, I do want to do that each year, is bring our whole team to this game. This is a big game at the end of the season, and one where I want to, honor all the work that our players have put in all year and bring the whole team.
Well, it's going to be a great opportunity for them and your Black Bears this week. And then, what happens after that? Well, we know when the season comes to an end, it doesn't really end for the coaches or the players, for that matter. What's the next step for everybody after this week?
Well, you know, after that, I mean, we have obviously our Thanksgiving and that that week, and then when we come back, we're still in the office, and you know, that's a dead period still. But then we will be getting going on our recruiting class. We have a number of official visits throughout the month of December, so recruiting will be in full steam at that point, and just being able to meet with our players, go through exit meetings, and you know, really just give them some feedback on things they need to work on this winter, and you know, just what the direction is going to be this winter.
All right, well, listen, have a good week of practice. Looks like it's going to be a nice day for some football on Saturday. Always a great day when Maine and New Hampshire get together and play for that musket. So we will see you down there on Saturday morning.
Yeah, thanks so much, Rich. We'll see you Saturday.
You got it. That's Jordan Stevens, the head coach of the Black Bears, talking Maine football with us on Downtown. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services, helping take your business to the next level with professional and innovative work. From small restaurants to major universities, they can help you excel. The experienced team at Creative Print Services will work with you to provide full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing for your business or organization. Full-color printing, business cards and forms, brochures, flyers, and more. Fast, accurate printing is their specialty. That's Creative Print Services, located on the Dowd Road in Bangor. Proud supporter of the Black Bears. Give them a call at 947-2250 or visit creative-ps.com.